Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand, and as always, we appreciate you joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we like to think that we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we met a young man a couple weeks ago down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and we heard a lot of good things about him once we left there, and we decided we have to get this young man on the show. It's none other than the Houston Cougars running back Kyle Porter, the transfer from Texas. But with that said, Kyle, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thank you for having me. It's been treating me well so far.
Excellent. And I kind of think, like, you know, growing up in Texas, I think you got to have your cake and eat it too, if you will. I mean, you know, you got to spend some time at Texas, and then your final year of college football, you get to head home and play for Houston. I mean, was it a nice, enjoyable college experience being able to go to Texas and wrap things up at Houston?
Yeah, from that perspective, yeah, really, you know, I was grateful for the opportunity to just, you know, stay in Texas. Most of my family got to see most of my games, both at the University of Texas and Houston. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Nice. And then for you, I mean, you're an athletic kid. I mean, you know, with the ball in your hand, I'm curious. I mean, was Emmett your guy growing up? I mean, growing up in that state, or an Arian Foster? I mean, who was your guy that you kind of emulated back in the day?
Honestly, I mean, it's all of them, you know, especially from a running back perspective. It's just you try to take a little bit from everybody growing up. So, you know, from my dad, I used to hear a lot about Emmett and Walter. And then from myself, when I was growing up, I saw a lot of Reggie Bush. And then even now, I mean, the guys like Nick Chubb, you know, you're still constantly taking from great backs. So it's just kind of a combination of everyone that you just try to take a little bit from.
Definitely, yeah, and it's fun hearing the different generations of name. Like you mentioned, and Nick Chubb, he's like that new superstar that's got to kind of transcend into the guys that people look at. So for you, I mean, talk a little bit about your college career. I mean, when you started Texas, you end up at Houston. How, I mean, and the one thing I loved when I noticed that you were named a team captain for the Houston Cougars. That's pretty impressive, Kyle, that you show up from January. One season, they name you captain. I mean, what kind of impact did you have for those guys to make that decision?
Well, I actually had two seasons. So I graduated from Texas that junior year, and I was able to keep that junior year. So I had two at Houston. So the guys got to get to know me actually for a year. And I guess after that year, they saw that, you know, I was a leader on the team. And they chose to elect me as the person to help make decisions for the team that next year. So I was grateful for that.
Yeah, and that's a big thing to have in your back pocket. I mean, you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase scouts. You got, you know, the over 100 NFL scouts down there, and I'm sure you met with plenty of them. I mean, did they talk about that aspect of you being able to be, you know, high character guy and when you're a productive kid? What did they have to say about you?
Yeah, that was actually a bigger thing than I thought. You know, usually you just think that from the NFL perspective, they're mainly focused on just the aspect of ball, but obviously they take into account your character as well, just wanting to make sure that you fit into their overall culture as a team. So I think it was big for some teams to hear and see.
Nice. Long day. I mean, I think it started at 2 o'clock and went all the way to 11 p.m. I'm sure you talked with probably almost every team down there, but was it a long day down there that day in Fort Worth at the CGS?
Yeah, it started out long, but, I mean, once we kind of started getting going with the interviews, it went by faster than you thought. It was actually pretty enjoying, you know, just for most of the guys enjoyed it just because of the experience. You know, it's kind of our first experience with the interview process. So it wasn't long in a bad sense. It was pretty good.
And I had another young man on a couple of days ago, and I asked if any odd questions from the scouts. He said one of the scouts asked him, what negative things would you bring to the table? And he was like, wow, you got me on that one. Were you thrown off by any oddball questions they might have thrown your way?
That was actually one that I wasn't prepared for as well. They ask it right after they ask you the opposite of that, you know, and obviously you're ready for that side of it. But then when they hit you from the other perspective, it's kind of a curveball. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't really have any crazy questions. Other than that, one team asked me if they, draft me, well, they need to prepare a space for someone else to come with me. I thought that was strange. I mean, maybe that's just me thinking that's strange, but yeah.
it's a lot of psychological weirdness that goes on when the scouting questions, come to fruition. I know I always would have scouts like, hey, as we do these shows, we want to help you guys as well. But some of the questions were so off the wall. But, like, we don't want these young guys coming on the show. They're, not going to have any fun. We want it to be about them and what they bring to the table. And with that said, I mean, in your own words, Kyle, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? When they start breaking down that tape, what are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with?
I mean, well, with me, I'm a pretty efficient back, and I say efficient by the way of every down back. So obviously as a running back, you have to be able to run the ball, but there's more than just running the ball. The team, the quarterback, they have to trust you in third down situations to, pick up tough blitzers. And you also, especially in this day and age, you have to have some receiver capabilities to you as well. And so I think I bring all three of those to the table. You're not just getting one aspect, you're getting all. And I think that is a standout trait because, a lot of guys can do one thing very well, but I think it's important to be able to do all things if you want to be able to grow yourself in terms of being used in more situations.
That's excellent. And Kyle, I've been doing this for almost 15 years. I've never had a running back say efficient. I love how you use that term and how you described it, where you're efficient running back in terms of a three-down back, but the word efficient I've never heard used before. I love that approach and how you described yourself. Now, this is your show, and we want to give you as much love as possible. Is there anything that these scouts need to know about you? I mean, we know you're a team captain. You could have been a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe some of the things that they did at Houston or Texas didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, is there anything that these teams need to know about that they won't see on film that you know you can do?
So at Houston, the way the coaches wanted to protect the running backs, because obviously it's a very bang-bang situation, so I didn't get to show a lot of the stuff I would have liked to show on special teams. And I take special teams seriously. I mean, the Houston coaches have vouched for me. Every day at practice, I'm at the front of the line trying to work on a skill that I'm not going to be able to do on that Saturday just because I thought it was important. And so that's something that you won't get to see on film, but it's something that's very important to me. Another thing that you won't see on film as much is my speed. I got caught in a lot of Well, not caught. I play running back. So a lot of, my runs are 5 to 10 to 15 to 20. But in terms of really getting into open field and really opening up, didn't have a lot of those opportunities just because, situational. And obviously it's football. They're playing football, too, on the other side. I think so. It's my special teams ability and my speed are some things that are big for me that, teams may not get to see as much as they would like to. I am a film junkie. I mean, I love watching film. I love studying the X's and O's of football just because it's fun to me, honestly. I've been loving this since I was a little boy. And I had a really good coach last year. His name is Markell Blackwell. He's our running backs coach, and he's actually a quarterbacks coach. And so he brought a whole different perspective to the running back room. I really like that, Instead of us just knowing, it's a 4-2 box, he's telling us, you know, we're in 2-by-2 set and it's cover four, you know, situations like this to make sure we know, you know, where the safeties are at based on coverage and really breaking down the play schematic so we know where we fit into all this and you can better make, instinctive moves with that anticipation in the back of your mind.
Kyle, I'm all smiles listening to you talk. You had to really wow the scouts at the CGS because the way you describe the game, the way you go into depths of talking about what, you know, your coach talked about and the schematics and you understanding it. Not only that, but you wanting to learn it. I love that aspect of what you just said to our audience. How about this one? I love film junkies. Can you think of a play where you spent all week watching film, Saturday rolls around, and what you see on the defensive side is coming to fruition where maybe you had helped the quarterback make a read or you were able to do something? Does anything come off the top of your head that you could share with us?
That's honestly a normal situation. Me and Toon, we'll talk a lot in the backfield, whether we're talking about checking into something or checking out of something because he trusts me. But my favorite play, I love this play. Inside zone is a lot of schools' bread and butter in college, but usually it only works with a 4-1 box because, you know, you need a 5-on-5 basically. But when you have the tight end insert off of the middle double team between the center and the guard for the backside backer, you can still run that play in 4-2 sets. And I really like that play just because, you know, with your press as a back, you create flow with the backers. And, you know, with that tight end coming and inserting, you could actually really set up somebody and just kind of crease it off the tight end. So seeing that happen some games, it feels good, you know. It's like everyone's in tune, you know, and it just kind of just flows. You don't even have to think because you've done it so much and you've seen it so much. So those are the ones you really like. Wish they could happen like that every single time.
I love it. Once again, Kyle Porter, the standout from Houston, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, and Block Talk Radio are all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. Kyle, we're almost out of time, but I'll kind of maybe just phase off the football aspects. Leisure time, what do you love doing besides loving and watching and playing football?
I'm really into my faith first, so I do a lot of studying in scripture. I really try to take it seriously because I just one day want to at least be able to, you know, really teach it to my family, my friends, and my kids. But other than that, I like to read. I like to learn about finances, so I'm big on investing and trading. I like to learn about that. That's very interesting to me. So in my pastime, I'm really just kind of reading and learning. I'm one of those guys who I just kind of have to keep busy. I got too much energy, so I got to burn it mentally if I can't do as much physically.
I love it. But hey, man, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's my favorite scripture. And obviously you're kind of following that path. Things are coming to fruition for you as you make your path towards this 2020 NFL draft. A couple minutes left. We always like to end the show on a lighthearted note. A few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Now, sometimes schools have a ton of them, and sometimes they have none. We're talking nicknames. Could be you or a teammate. Who had one of the more bizarre nicknames at Houston?
At Houston, who had the bizarre nickname? Honestly, everybody, if people had a nickname, it fit them at Houston. I had a friend at Texas who I think he had about like 40 nicknames. His real name is Gerald, but you'd never heard him called Gerald. People call him anything from Jeezy to Jizzwop to Big G, Jizzle, like it's literally all over the place. Like anything, they'll just put it with a G. So it was hilarious.
I love it. How about this one? Your head coaches, you had two head coaches, obviously Houston, Texas. You picked the coach. Did anybody do a great impersonation of either one of them, and would they do it in front of them?
At Texas, Coach Herman, we used to have these – we just had these little fun skits that they would make us do during camp, you know, during some of the down hours of camp. And I forget exactly who it was, but yeah, we would do the skits in front of the coaches and we would try to act like Coach Herman in the skit. So that was pretty funny. I mean, it was pretty lighthearted, you know, he thought it was funny too. So yeah, I mean, I used to do a lot of imitating of Coach Hogerson. He would even get a kick out of it sometimes. I like to mess with him about his voice. But, yeah.
And then the final one, it might seem far off, but it is right around the corner, the 2020 NFL Draft. I'm sure that weekend you're going to be with family and friends celebrating this next step in your football life. Who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared to celebrate that day?
My mom's the best. I'm a very close second, but I would like her to cook what's called a chicken scallopini, and I want it seasoned Cajun style. So, yep.
So you're a pretty good cook yourself, though?
Yeah. My family's from Louisiana, so if you don't know how to cook, then something went wrong.
I love it. Kyle, you were a pleasure to have on the show. And like I said, I thought you were so wonderful in explaining yourself to our audience. And I assume those scouts down at the GGCS really had to be pleased with the way you presented yourself. But we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Kyle Porter, the standout. Spent some time at Texas, a couple years at Houston. And again, this productive kid. And you love the team captain aspect, and he even mentioned it down at the College Gridiron Showcase, how teams, they really endear themselves to kids that they know are leaders, and they want to bring those type of guys inside their locker room. So once again, if you want more, Kyle Porter, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Music, iTunes, all opportunities to listen to our featured guests. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.